Hello, everybody. I'm John Locke, and I'd like to welcome you to the LockeInYourSuccess.com Trading Performance Podcast, where it's all about real traders, real problems, and real coaching. Listen up and enjoy the segment.
For those serious about becoming successful, consistently profitable options traders, now is the time to build skills in technical analysis, market analysis, and applied volatility to get those results. We have multiple memberships, starting with our Go membership that teaches rules-based trading, and our Pro membership that teaches more subjective trading. For more information, go to lockinyoursuccess.com/memberships.
Before we get going, I'd like to remind you the presentation is for educational purposes only. We're not broker dealers or financial advisors, not making any specific trade recommendations. Also, please be aware your risk in trading options is substantial. Please make sure you are aware of all your risks prior to placing any trades. Also note, if we discuss any trades and results, please consider them to be hypothetical computer simulated trades and results. They would be believed to be as accurately represented as possible. Keep in mind, live results can vary from simulated results for many different reasons. Okay, so we did have a question in the forum. I'm just going to read the question to you because it was put into the Discord forum under the market talk. I have a question for the market outlook. I have a 5168 pattern target on SPX, both short term and longer term. The trend remains bullish, but I would like to go short at those levels, definitely around 5200. How would you choose expiration? I find it more difficult on the short side, especially given a bullish trend. This is a great question, so thank you for posing it here, but it also highlights a couple of issues that a lot of us have when we talk to ourselves, as well as when we ask questions to other people. You cannot choose an expiration date off of that information, okay? You know, you just, like, if you're asking yourself that question, what expiration, with just that information, there's really no answer there because, you know, there is no information to base a decision like that off of. You know, one of the things that we say in life coaching and neurolinguistic programming when we're trying to help people with problems and challenges they have is that a problem well-defined is a problem half-solved, right? So our problem is, I want to choose an expiration date. Well, you don't have any information to base that off of based on what we have there. So we want to talk to, in order to choose an expiration date on something, okay, we have to have some sort of a, let me say, a expectation for price movement and a timing of that expectation for price movement. Like if you came in and told me that, you know, without that information, not only don't I have any kind of a basis for an expiration date, I also don't even have a basis for a trade, right? So in order to even see if I have a viable trade set up, I have to decide what kind of risk reward ratio I'm going to have, right? And if the only information is, you know, I'm going to, or based on what I have, right? So, I mean, you may have a lot more information on your end, but based on what I have, what do I know? I know that you want to go short somewhere between, and let me look at the question again. You know, I know you have a price pattern target. You're assuming a bullish market, meaning that you're doing a counter trend play. You're assuming a price pattern target at 5168. Want to enter somewhere between 5168 and 5200, which I don't even have a defined entry point. I need that defined entry point in order to set up a risk reward profile. I don't know how far down the person asking the question is expecting the market to go. Are you expecting to go down 30 points, 40 points, 1,000 points, 100 points, right? We have no reference for that. And then how fast are you expecting to go down? And then the last question is how much room or margin of error do you want to allow yourself if the market continues to go past your entry point? So all these things have to come together to set up your trade plan, right? And all these things have to come together for you to set up a risk-reward profile. And then with that risk-reward profile, and also, you know, how do you want to configure the trade? You're gonna buy a put option. You're gonna sell a call option. You're gonna do an in the money, you know, bearish vertical, and out of the money bearish vertical. You know, what kind of risk reward do you have there? All those things have to, in order to decide any of that, you have to have the expectation of price movement. If I assume that you're going to do a super bear, for example, then that's fine. So you're going to do a super bear somewhere between 5168 and 5200. You're going to want to define that point. From that, you're going to have to say, well, how much room do I want to give myself as a margin of error? The more margin of error that you want to allow yourself, the more time you have to give, you have to provide yourself. Okay. And again, margin of error is going to show up in two ways. It's going to show up in timing and it's going to show up in price movement. So how much margin of error do I want to allow myself in price movement? How much margin of error do I want to allow myself in timing? Like if I say I'm going to pick an entry point of 51, your price pattern target, let's say slightly under it, 51.68, and I don't want to allow myself any margin of error, and I believe the pullback's going to be 30 points, and I believe that it's going to happen in one day, right? Because it's a counter trend play. You want to be in and out of it. If it's a long trend play, like if I was taking a bullish level, and the overall trend is up, I'm taking a trade with the trend. And, you know, I can allow that trade to play out over a period of time. If I'm doing a counter trend play, chances are, you know, given the speed of the market, if you look at it, how many days do we go down? 1, 2, 3, 4 days, maybe. This is a 1 day counter trend play. This is also like a 3 or 4 day counter trend play. If I'm doing a counter trend play, I probably only have a short period of time to be in the trade. But if I'm expecting that a small counter trend move, then maybe then and I don't want to allow myself, and I see no need to allow myself for margin of error. I want to be like a zero DTE trade, right? That would be one extreme. If I want to allow myself a large margin of error for timing, in other words, you know, I'm going to give, you know, I think, you know, what is it? 5170 is my entry point, and I want to allow myself, say, 30 days margin of error, and I want to allow myself allow the price to go over a certain level. I can do that with a super bear because it doesn't have a, realistically, you can set up a risk reward profile where you really don't have to have an exit point or a stop out point if you're doing a 1-to-1 risk reward. And I can allow that, you know, the market to, you know, drift up to 5,200 over the next, you know, week or two, and then eventually pull back into a level. So the question more is, you know, where do I expect the market to be? You know, do I expect the market to be in, you know, come back down to say 4,800 in the next 30 days? And if the answer to that is yes, I think that there's a high probability to that. That's a, you know, I'm in an uptrend, but that's a counter trend play. And I'm pretty sure, you know, based on the technicals, it's coming down to that level, right? I don't think that, but I'm just giving an example. Then I want to allow myself some time. I might be in a 45 day expiration trade if I want to give myself 30 days to play out. So I want to give myself a little bit of margin of error off of that. And then if I want to allow the price to overextend, then I would go further from expiration, right? So it's all about, you know, how far down you think the market's going to go, what kind, how fast you think it's going to go, and what kind of margin of error that you want. And you need that information to pick a proper expiration date. If you don't have that information, then you can't do that. I can give you any answer and it would be completely useless. It's like if, you know, if you were a used car salesman, right? You sold cars and trucks and you were the best salesman on the earth and you cared about your client, and your client comes in and he says, well, you know, I need a vehicle. I need a car. What's the best car for me? And expecting an answer out of that. There's no way anybody, you could give an answer to that question because, you know, what are you going to do with the car? Are you transporting 7 kids to a soccer game every week? You know, are you towing a boat? You know, are you looking for gas? You know, you need good gas mileage. Do you not care about gas mileage? You know, hauling stuff. You know, what's going on? So without that information, you can't get an answer to that question. And it's the same thing here. You can't answer, you know, whether you're asking it to someone else or you're asking it to yourself, you can't get an answer in that question that's going to make, I mean, I could throw you an answer out, right? You know, if you're a car salesman, you could say, what's the best car for me? Well, it's a, you know, it's a little Tesla sedan. Okay, great. And then you try and tow your boat with it. Well, that's probably not going to work out very well for you, right? You have to tow your boat for, you know, 50 miles every day. So it's just, like I said, I could throw an answer out there, but it's going to be complete, based on that information, it's going to be completely useless to you as far as to whether it's a good expiration cycle or not until you bring that in. And if you don't have the talent yet to bring that information in or you're not willing to make that decision, then don't take the trade. Do something more neutral, do something a little bit more non-subjective, and so forth. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense. But again, the more come up with a timing sequence, come up with a movement sequence, because you're going to need that movement sequence if you go longer expiration. If you're in an uptrend and you're taking a counter trend trade and you do a 50-day to expiration Super Bowl, you don't want to, your trading plan doesn't want to be, I'm going to enter the super bear trade. I'm sorry, it's super bear. I want to enter the super bear trade 30 days out and I'm going to hold it. Well, that would be foolish because if your primary thought is that the market's going to be up in 30 days, you don't want to take that trade and hold it, even though you might have a good entry on it. So you're going to need to have some sort of a way to exit the trade other than time. Hopefully that comes together. It all comes together with your market movement expectation and your timing of that market movement all comes together on what you want to play and the margin of error as far as your trade structure and as far as your expiration cycle dates.
And that is what I have for you today. If you have any questions or comments or anything else you'd like to see in the next Trading Performance podcast, please list that in the comments and I'll personally answer your questions and comments for you. Also, I'd love to encourage you to come on over to lockinyoursuccess.com. That's LOCKE in yoursuccess.com and check out our Trading Performance and Pro memberships, where you can find the tools you need to become a much more effective trader, regardless of the type of trading you do. Thank you for joining me. I look forward to seeing you on the next Trading Performance podcast.